Other news, and Runnymede Borough Council is doing its bit to help thousands of people living in developing countries get access to clean water. It's contributing a percentage of the savings that it's made through reducing water costs to the charity Water Aid. Verena Boxall is Energy and Sustainability Manager at the Council and joins me in our studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to see us. How have these savings then actually been made?
We were approached by ADSM, who are based in Windsor. They are a company that manage bureau services for water consumption, other services. We worked with them about 10 years ago on a project. This time they had the Aqua Fund, which was offering the contribution to water aid in various countries also. So everybody's on a win-win with this. We save money for our own residents by managing the water in our sites better, consequently saving our own carbon emissions throughout the UK. And then there is this 1% contribution through the Aqua Fund on any savings that is made through ADSM, the Advanced Demand Side Management Company.
So this really is then the kind of win-win situation, because you're making savings, but you're also doing something good at the same time.
Absolutely, and it's at no cost through to the local authority or any organisation that signs up with that. The management of the savings is completely through ADSM for a five-year project, and we just benefit all round with just the water savings and carbon savings and consequently the money savings.
Sure, we'll talk about the other benefits in a moment. Specifically on the money, have we got any idea of the sort of figure we're talking about here?
For Runnymede, we are a small borough, so we have to bear that in mind. Our savings for the past year on water have been £8,000, which is a lot.
But it's not an insignificant amount of money, is it?
Not at all, no. It's a lot of money for us. So any savings with local authority at the moment are
very welcome, I would imagine.
Very welcome, yes. Indeed. Yeah, indeed. So we are looking for savings at all times.
And in terms of how this money will help those who don't have access to clean water, I mean, this is a fascinating scheme because, of course, clearly there are people in desperate plight.
Oh, absolutely. Across the world, there's millions of people that don't have access to clean water. Many projects that are run by various organisations. But when you consider how much water that is across the world, and only about 2%, I believe, of that is accessible to many people. So we the more we can do, we can get water to people.
Yes, well, I'm sure you're very popular at the moment amongst the hierarchy there for saving a bit of money, at least.
We are.
You are. Because it's a tough time to everybody, I guess, at the moment. Verena Boxall, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it this morning. Really
thank
good to
you
meet
for
you.
Thank you for asking us. Thank you.